Republican activist fatally stabbed in neck at New Hampshire home. By Amy Furr on August 28, 2023. The suspicious death of a 41-year-old Republican activist was a homicide that occurred at his home in Durham, New Hampshire, officials ruled Sunday. A medical examiner determined Alexander Talcott died of a stab wound in his neck, and his death was ruled a homicide, the New Hampshire Attorney General's office announced, according to an NBC Boston report. A spokesperson for the Attorney General's office has confirmed Talcott was a GOP activist and lawyer, the outlet continued. His body was found early Saturday and MERTV reported Sunday no arrests had yet been made regarding the case. Authorities have since identified the people involved in the case and they are now working to determine if the person who stabbed Talcott was acting in self-defense at the time. That individual's name has not been made public and officials are still investigating exactly what happened. The state director of the New Hampshire chapter of the Republican National Lawyers Association, RNLA, said Talcott was a staunch advocate for the core values of the Republican Party. William O'Brien continued. Alex was an exceptionally skilled champion for the rule of law and the importance of fair and honest elections. We will forever honor Alex's selfless dedication and profound contributions to our shared vision of liberty through legal processes. His legacy will undoubtedly inspire future generations within the RNLA and the greater legal community. Talcott's LinkedIn profile describes him as an in-house corporate legal counsel. As corporate counsel, I bring my positive high energy to the contracts and compliance that allow businesses to grow, the page reads. Former colleague Chris Ager told Murr he was going to miss his longtime friend. He always wanted to do more and he was very helpful. He wanted to help. He came to me many times just asking, "Hey Chris, how can I help?" Never asking for anything in return. He was that kind of person. We're really going to miss him a lot, he commented.